This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A state board has banned the controversial term excited delirium in law enforcement training and documents, but some officials say there's still work to do. State Rep. Judy Amabile has been outspoken about reforming police language.
Now we just have to make sure that we don't substitute one term for another term and that we do, in fact, change the culture a little bit.
The decision to eliminate the term comes as two paramedics face charges for giving Elijah McClain ketamine. That happened in part because they believed he was suffering from the condition. An Olympic gold medalist from Colorado has been sentenced for his role in the January 6th riot. A judge ordered Cleet Keller to 3 years of probation, hundreds of hours of community service, and 6 months of home detention. Prosecutors say the Olympic swimmer shook off a police officer and resisted efforts to be removed from the Capitol. Four teenagers were shot at a house party in Aurora last night. Aurora police say more than 100 young people were at the party. Officers placed an 18-year-old boy into custody after finding a gun with a large-capacity magazine inside his vehicle. None of the injuries appear life-threatening. And NASA astronaut and CSU grad Mary Cleave died last week. Cleave flew on two space missions and was the first woman to fly on a space shuttle after the Challenger disaster. She was 76. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.